Hi, welcome back to the Reptiles With Podcast. Jesus, we got so much to talk about. This is Tino's last podcast.
Ever.
It's actually my birthday.
Yes.
But before we get there, we got reptile stuff to talk about. Eric, what is our first topic? Let's go, buddy.
All right.
How many times did you hit him?
First up, we got one? Albino animals.
Albino, okay, go on the Instagram. So check this out. I sent you guys the albino pygmy. What did you guys think about it?
That was fire. That was crazy. Did you know the story behind it?
There's a story behind
it.
I did not.
So they were found in South Florida behind like a store or something like that. And this guy...
It was closer to the mic.
Yeah. It was a bunch of albino babies with some hets. So like some that weren't albino.
Yeah.
The guy that found him, or one of the guys that knew him, was like, hey, I want to try to get in contact with FWC to collect them.
Yeah.
To go ahead and bring them for the pet trade. They said, I think they didn't get back to him or whatever, and then they were gone.
Oh, damn. Shit.
So, yeah,
dude.
They're forever back there. They're not in the, lobby at all.
What do you think?
Bullshit. Yeah.
That's who?
Bullshit.
Someone's going to pop out.
I don't know.
No one.
There's no way they left.
No one has
There's going to be some dude in the Midwest who
no
pops
one has
out.
Them.
Bro, watch. You really believe in
no
humans that
them.
Much, Tino? You know?
That a guy was going to.
You
look,
live it. You do not live in reality.
This guy was going to ask FWC if pygmies couldn't be collected.
And they didn't answer. He was, I'll try.
Yeah, no.
They're in Delicup somewhere right now, bro.
No, I doubt it.
They're in Delicup right now.
Because that picture's years old.
Huh?
That picture's years old.
They're in Delicups right now. Somewhere.
No, no.
Now, what do you think is cooler? Do you think that's cooler or this?
I did see this. Yeah. The red cheeked mud. Very cool. Albino red cheeked mud.
Yellow cheeked. If
it's
you
pretty.
Will.
Albino
it's pretty.
Red
the underside
cheek,
is nice. I don't like
cheek.
Yellow though.
Mud turtle.
It's a mud turtle
from
Central America.
Yep. From the father.
It's cool.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not one for morphs like. In captivity, I guess, but finding a morph, insane. Recently, here in Central Florida, they found an albino scarlet snake.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Looked
that
like
thing was insane
boa.
To see. No, it looked. I mean, it looked like a Sinaloan milk.
No, that's not what that is.
Crazy stuff.
Is that not it?
No.
What is this?
This is the mud snake.
Oh.
That's what it was.
No, yeah, the aberrant mud snake. That thing is crazy.
Super red mud snake.
That's crazy.
Did you guys see what I shared on Facebook? About the robbery at Pinellas County?
Yes, I
saw. Yes, I meant to send something about that too. I forgot, but
what were you gonna send?
I had some jokes, but then I forgot to send them.
Well, so I saw that, and obviously, you know, you have to share because it's like, all right, get the word out there. Hopefully, whatever was stolen, is probably not gonna come back. But hopefully, those people get shunned for
reprimanded
what they did.
Reprimanded for it. Yeah. For sure.
It's always the same.
We
type
snitching
of
out here.
Yeah.
We snitching out here.
But
they look very similar.
They what?
They look similar.
Oh, those two people?
To each other?
From past experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They all look the same, dude.
I know,
they're all like inbred cousins.
It's like a type.
No.
It's a type.
Yeah. So, but it made me think. I was like, damn, like, every store has cameras now. You have to be dumb to try to, like, steal something, right?
Yep.
And showing your face.
Exactly. Yeah. So, my thing was, what would it have to be for me to be like, oh? So what animal would be at a store would make you like second guess?
To steal?
Yeah, that would make you break that.
You're getting the spicky out of us. Chill.
That's what made me think about it.
A gharial.
Okay.
You have a little gharial in your store? Just know it was me, bro.
Would you be doing that gharial a favor? Because it was probably there illegally.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, literally thinking along
Robin
the same
Hood.
Exact
there's
line.
There's your reason.
I was thinking the same exact lines. I was like, ooh, if there was a store and they had like an Eastern Indigo, Gunmark on Cupra, I'd be like, and if it's not supposed to be there, I'm like, yeah, stupid. You're coming home with me.
They'd have to have
you're coming home.
And Indigo?
I mean, they'd be dumb, dude. Indigos are
that's
legendary.
That's realistic, though.
Indigos are
so
legendary.
Stupid.
No.
Dude, indigos are
legendary.
Stupid?
No, stealing an indigo
is
stupid.
Oh.
How are you going to get away with that? What's your escape plan?
So stupid.
How big is this? How big are we talking?
So stupid.
It's a full adult.
It's a full adult running.
No, ask
getting
the
a rock from outside, smashing it, and just taking it.
You literally robbed a local store around here.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Who?
Dude, you grew like a foot. Remember, we found you on camera?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I remember that.
Oh,
that was fucked up, Tino. We loved them.
Yeah, that
we
was
love
funny.
Those animals.
That was so funny.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So funny.
Yeah. But listen, Tino, you are about to leave on a excursion.
I am. I am going to my homeland, Puerto Rico.
Yes. What are you going to do?
Honestly, a lot of hiking and harping. That's it. That's all I want to do.
You gonna steal anything?
an indigo anything? In Puerto Rico.
No.
Anything native?
I do want to see Puerto Rican boas. I would like to see crabs again. Different kinds of crabs in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has a lot of pretty crabs. No lie. A lot of pretty crabs.
What crabs?
The ones in your genitals.
They've got like the red land ones. The red land crabs. Those are
fire.
The ones that
are in South Florida?
I don't live in South Florida, so I live up here. I'm taking
Puerto
a plane.
Puerto Rico got special crabs, dude.
Super cool, dude.
Special kinds of crabs.
And then tarantulas, of course, scorpions, and of course the Puerto Rican boa. That's the top target.
What about the retics?
That is like a secondary thing. If I see them, cool. I think I will make at least one day an effort.
You know what? He's pissing me off with that because I remember when the retic stuff started popping up. He's like, nah, dude, those are planted, dude. Those are planted.
No.
No, people have excursions out there, bro.
No, retics in South Florida are planted. 100% planted. But Puerto Rico, no, they're there.
I've never seen... Has somebody found a retic in South Florida?
Yeah.
In recent years?
Yes. Yeah. No. But before, it used to not just be berms.
Yeah.
Would you say it was at the same rate as the boas?
It used to be not anacondas. Anacondas were only found once. Huh? And it wasn't even South Florida.
Yellow anacondas?
Yeah, it wasn't even South Florida. Huh.
Where was it?
North Florida.
No!
Yeah, it was North Florida. And then it wasn't just berms. People have found like the rock pythons and all them weird ones.
You know what's crazy?
There's a crazy one.
No, yeah. I got something better. The elephant trunk snake.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They found that in a fucking creek.
That was insane.
It's not even a creek, bro. It's literally a man-made thing in the neighborhood.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah,
You've gone to where it was found?
Yep.
You found them?
No.
It was you, wasn't it?
I know. It's too late.
That is crazy, though. That is wild.
So, do you have, like, are you more like you're going to arrive to Puerto Rico and then you're going to just, you know, as it goes, I'm going to go into random forests? Or do you have plans, like, I want to go here?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to check out El Yunque, obviously, the National Forest. Yeah. I mean, you have to do that. It's a good hike. Hopefully the weather's fine.
Yeah.
It's not drenching us the entire time we're there.
It's better when it's raining.
Yeah,
no.
You feel more explory.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not drenching in the rainforest.
No, yeah, they have good days.
What the fuck?
They have good days.
What are you talking about?
They have good days.
It's always raining. It's a rainforest for the fuck of shit.
And then it gets mountains.
For the fuck of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing mountains is nice.
Yeah.
Seeing mountains is nice.
Yeah.
I love mountains.
Okay.
As a fucking Floridian, that's like seeing.
So post Puerto Rico, you have other trips?
Yes, I hope to go to... It's still in the works, but hopefully I'll be heading up to South Carolina, too. So
still, what do you mean still in the works?
Red pygmy!
Red pygmy, probably top target. That's really the only thing I really, really want to see. But still in the works, just because trying to find people to grab up with me.
When is
it?
Wow. It's like right when I get back to Boyar.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, it's going to be fun. Okay. Yeah. It'd be nice to catch a timber, copperheads, some king snakes. I mean, yeah,
something
nice.
That's
but
not
a nice deep red pygmy, or even like a
that's
deep
the
red
only
hog.
Thing you said that matters on that list of animals
Which
you just
one?
Said. The red pygmies.
Yeah,
everything else is
pygmies,
pretty
dude.
Fucking dumb. If you go all the way over there,
no, yeah, yeah,
you
I
can
agree.
Get it in Georgia.
I agree. Yeah.
You can get it in North Florida.
Yeah,
you saw the ones I got.
Yeah. You actually just went to Georgia.
Yeah, I got canebrake.
Yep.
Eastern Kings, what you call chain kings.
Super cool.
The moccasins.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got some fire photos of the moccasins.
Yeah.
My first salamander, slimies.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I found my first salamander was a two-lined in Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. It's cool. And that was during the summer, too.
I just saw a fish jump out of the fucking water.
Welcome to outside.
That's what I was going
to
say. That's shit you can only see when you're
wild,
outside.
Dude.
All right. So Tino sent this. What did you guys think about it? I'm gonna play it now.
Okay, bet.
Crocodilians can take a ton of abuse. I mean, this one right here literally has its bottom jaw split in half.
All right, whatever. You guys get the idea.
Yeah. You know, it brings... Sorry, before you start. It brings to mind... I don't know if we ever talked about that alligator that was found upstate.
We talked about it last week.
This is what happens when you miss podcasts.
You guys talked about it without me. I was so mad.
No, because this guy has, like, viral comments on it.
I did have a viral comment on it. So... That was the first time I was ever opinionated.
What was
your comment on
it? No, I was like, there was a petition to bring this motherfucker home.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I'm going to play devil's
Everyone's
advocate.
Everyone's like, this animal is obviously taken care of correctly. Bring him home. His daddy wants him back. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This animal is blind in both eyes. It looks like it got...
You know what it
did? Oh, his back was crunched.
Yeah,
silly.
Yeah, he does look
awful. He's silly as fuck.
He looks awful.
He's got the fucking.
He looks silly as fuck.
He's insane, man. And people are wanting to bring this fucking thing home.
You know, I'm gonna play devil's advocate real quick. Okay, what if we just like, and as much as I love the animal and how much I hate abuse, what if we just let it die?
What do you mean?
Like, not euthanize it, but just like, yeah, let the guy keep it. Yeah,
let it die slowly. Is that what you're saying?
If that's what happens, you can't really do anything about it. It's not your animal.
It ain't gonna die. But yeah, no, you know, it's fucked.
It's like gonna die. It's like the pets. Way. Petco pets are my animals. You don't save them by removing them.
Yeah.
You
no,
save
but them you're by talking. No, but you're talking about a crocodilian, bro. A very
life is
large
life.
Animal.
Abuse is abuse.
That is a predatory animal.
I don't know, man. Life is life.
You don't think
abuse,
a croc is predatorial?
I mean, it is. I'm just saying that doesn't factor into whether or not like you should stop abuse. Predatorial is
crazy.
You know, I think just.
So what are you trying to say?
Like, just let it die.
So just let
the guy
go home?
Keep it till it dies and say like, all right, we're putting in way stricter measures to make sure nobody else can have one of these things.
I mean,
that's stupid.
I wouldn't be like terribly like.
Because then you're expending resources to move it and to put it where
who's
going to have it.
If you don't take care of your dog, you get that dog taken away. Treat them the same way.
Unless
if
you're in Florida. And it's a reptile. You're just like, oh.
That is not true, bro. There's poop in your cage in Florida, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you lost it.
No!
That whole scenario was a really good example of the fight between personification and the opposite.
Yeah.
Because they're on one hand, everyone's like, this animal loves his parents and whatever and whatnot. And you have the other side where people who kind of know a lot more of what's going on that are being way too cold about it.
Yeah.
I try to find like a middle ground with it, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Because they had whatever agency took it was very. They were in the right technically on paper.
Yeah.
It's still shitty. Yeah. They're taking away your animal. You had that thing for 20 plus years.
Yeah, but the animal's taking care of shit. That's the animal.
Also, there's
that's
a factor like at this point now, he probably does know better. He's probably like, oh, dang.
No.
No, he does not.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
So,
that
yo, they interview him. He is so stupid.
Really?
He's just, he is so stupid.
Okay. He's an old head.
Oh, okay.
That is a perfect example of the old style of reptile keeping that is finally getting like shunned out.
Yeah, hey,
I think somebody commented on. Somebody commented on our post. I should not even speak because I don't even remember what the fuck the comment was, but it was something along the lines of like it happened in the same area where they were trying to pass some kind of law or something had happened with some ball pythons or some shit.
Unbelievable. What's the north? They're afraid of everything up there.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know.
Okay, back to the crocodile. Back to the
so this fucking crocodilian. Why did you send this fucking discombobulated crocodile?
Well, I mean, that's crazy. His lower mandible is completely bisected. That's insane.
He's a snake.
And he's still eating like that. Like
he's got to eat, man. He's
Chuck,
probably hungry.
You in that field? It. Have you ever seen anything like that?
So many times.
Yeah.
With the bisected jaws.
Really,
that's insane.
Dude?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
So there's one that what was his name? He was like a monster name of some sort. You could see him if you do the Adventure Hour.
Yeah.
He's out there. Same thing. The jaws. One of them is like lower than the other one too.
That's crazy.
The other time I've seen him at Lakefront in Kissimmee. I have pictures of him too, like his jaw again, like split in half. It happens quite a lot. What I'm guessing is pretty much fighting with other ones and then just grab, like the other one just has to be bigger and grab the bottom jaws and split them. Yeah. So
that's
then
crazy.
After that, it just heals. Like as long as they have some pressure.
Yeah. Can you do anything for that for them?
No.
No?
No.
Fuck.
People have tried. People have tried some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
To try and give them something, but they survive just like that. They have enough pressure to bite whatever the fuck they need.
The rest
to eat.
Of the video basically says they, I mean, I'm not gonna, I don't remember what it says, but like they're resistant to HIV or
they're just hard
or herpes.
They're hard.
They're just hard.
Other
Yo,
stuff.
What
yeah,
do
yeah.
You mean?
Like it's hard
they're
to
hard
like
as fuck.
It's hard for them to get sick and stuff.
In
I'm
cancer,
like, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it's hard for them to. But the reason is the how cold blooded they are because of the change of temperatures. Most diseases cannot survive
in
that
the,
range of temperatures.
That's crazy.
So they like if they get parasites, they go to salt water. If the parasites are from fresh water, boom, they die.
Mm.
If the parasites need to be cooler, they bask. If the parasites need to be warmer, they go in the water and go in the springs, and then they kill them like that. It's hard for them to get cancer. If an alligator, like he was about to say on that video, if a crocodile or a crocodilian grab another one's leg and takes it off, the body just stops sending blood to that area.
Damn. So you're saying that... No, I'm not going to make the joke. Anyways.
oh, my God.
No. You're good. So the snow crab thing you sent...
With FWC. It's not snow crabs.
What was it?
It's crabs off the coast here.
Was it not snow crabs?
Snow crabs aren't here.
I don't know.
Snow crabs?
I don't know, dude.
No.
It was in it blue or something?
Yeah, I
thought
it was
a snow crab.
I think it's just a regular blue crab. Anyway, okay. So it's the first time I've heard of this practice. They catch the crabs, I guess male crabs, because they have the larger ones. Rip the claws off, right? And I guess that's for food.
It's that crustacean.
And then they throw back the live crab.
Like, oh, they throw it back.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, they throw it back because they grow it back.
Okay.
They grow back the arms. Or they grow back the... Yeah, they grow back the arms.
It's the defensive mechanism.
It's through molting.
It's almost like an anole in their tail.
Tarantulas will do the same thing.
I have a video when I was in Mexico. I grabbed a crab and it pinched my pinky and it broke off. And the motherfucker walked off, but the pincher was still killing my pinky. More pressure than it. Was so. I literally, like, everybody could tell that I was laughing, and then when I stopped laughing, people were like, "Oh, he's going through it right
now." Yeah, tarantulas do the same thing. Yeah. If they ever lose a leg, next molt they'll grow it back.
Yep.
The problem is, okay, so listen. Here's the thing, right? A lot of people were like, "Oh, why are you killing the animal senselessly?" Right? Obviously, there are people that are gonna be like that. And it's like, no, it doesn't kill the animal, but it still causes probably immense pain in the crab. The crab is probably like, man, that did not feel good. Didn't want to do that. And then it's thrown back in the water. And then what's he going to eat? Nothing until he molts again. Nothing.
That is not true.
What's he going to eat?
All this little stuff that falls into the little hairs in their mouth.
All their little he has to be like,
yo, Tito, that instead was crazy.
Of
freaking,
instead of being able to actually
but
grab
it's either that or kill
mouth.
Him.
I think I'd rather die.
You know what's the worst part?
I think I'd rather die than
the
you rip off my arms and I have to fight
about
food.
What you just, that maneuver you just did right now, is that you did that so close to Chuck's crotch area.
It's fine.
And his the angle, area. The way that that looks, dude.
It wouldn't have reached. I was fine.
It reaches.
All that crabs.
No, yeah. But yeah. Still fucked up. I'm like, wow, that's kind of messed up. Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's
either
weird.
That or kill them. I'd rather have them do that and they still go down and breed than killing them.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, bro. It's why don't like we just not do that? Why don't we just not do that?
Let's say there's a snake that only wants to eat anoles. It's like breaking the tail of an anole and feeding it to the snake, and then the anole just goes off, grows it back, and breeds.
Yeah, but you're still ripping off the tail.
That's not terrible.
It's not right. I guess it's not as bad as killing them.
It could be worse, like boiling a fucking lobster alive.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. People it's like do that. It's not. I don't think it's worth an argument. Yeah. Next is shit like that.
I don't know. You could just, we could just stop eating crabs. I don't think that's a ridiculous ask.
Do not exist.
They don't.
No, if it was up to you, we'll be all vegans. Like,
first
off,
crabs are fire.
Yeah, this guy's crazy.
I like crabs. Crabs are cool.
What kind of crabs? You gotta be specific,
all crabs,
man.
Dude. Moon crabs, vampire crabs,
crotch crabs,
king crabs,
underwear crabs,
underwear crabs. Yeah. Never heard of those. Oh,
not actually.
Damn it,
dude! This whole time,
damn it.
Damn, dude. But so you said also something about a wood turtle with the...
Yes, yeah. Super cool.
The most famous fucking wood turtle ever.
So cool. The Orient Society found a wood turtle, I guess, during a survey. I forget what they were surveying. They took a picture about 7 years ago. Probably, right? I don't know.
It was wood turtles.
I mean, I don't know.
It was definitely wood turtles.
100%? They just found him on the way to lunch.
Yeah.
He was just chilling.
Oh, yep. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway.
We know because we read, you fucking idiot.
Oh, I didn't read it that much.
You think I can scare these guys over there with that floating log over there? And I just yell, gator!
gator!
That's a gator.
Anyway. Tyler won.
But yeah,
so
this, they find this turtle, right? They take a picture of the underside of the plastron. And then they go ahead and now, recently, they find the same turtle. And they identify using the same markers. Yeah. And like, that is so cool.
Science.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Finding the same
turtle,
animal.
Turtle, like, what up, bro? Been a minute. Dang, how's the family? Yeah, I just laid 3 eggs.
It is nice, though. Like, you see the animal again. It's like, whoa, dude, you survived. You're still out here.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. That's what was cool. Up with that frog thing that you sent?
The frog thing.
The insemination.
Insemination.
I wish I could say more about it. I forget the organization and whatnot, but they were saying that certain frogs that are difficult to breed in captivity, that they are artificially inseminating them and breeding them for cloning release.
I'm pretty sure. Wait. Say it again.
Yep.
Say what again?
Say what you just said right now.
They're for re-release.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that the insemination or something like that, that's what they do to Pac-Man frogs. That's why they're
so
like, readily
available. I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. That's
but
crazy.
It's for re-release.
Yeah. It's for re-release. It's like harlequin toads,
it's specific species from what I was reading that they have not figured out how to breed them in captivity. And they just want to skip the part of figuring that shit out.
Which is wild, though. That's crazy. Can you imagine people just do that with breeders?
No, they're like literally
taking out the
sperm of a male frog and putting it into a female.
Yep. Yeah,
and they're
milking it.
They're preparing the female.
Yes.
They're preparing. Yeah.
For lack of better words,
they're
making her wet.
No,
they're glazing her up.
They're frogs. They're already like that.
They're making her look. They're making her look like a Krispy Kreme donut.
Jeez. No, dude, this is wrong.
But yeah, crazy. I was like, dang, that's like. next step in conservation. Just not even breeding them. Just being like, no,
that's
we're
just clap the cheeks ourselves.
No, yeah, they do it with like mammals and stuff.
People have
they
done it with alligators.
We had that conversation when a couple years ago, when I was still in Miami, I had an albino blue tongue that he was older. His arms were all messed up and he was not taken care of very well. Mm-hmm. But there was still attempts to try to get this animal to see if he would breed.
Yeah.
Blind as fuck, this animal. So there was conversations
great to make that thing breed.
Yeah. There was definitely conversations of like is there a way to do like some kind of artificial insemination and stuff like that.
Crazy.
It never happened. Dang. That animal is just living the rest of
his life. Yeah. They did it with horses too. You ever seen it with horses?
What do you mean?
Awful.
I've not been on that part of the site.
I don't know. You ever seen that with horses, right, guys?
Okay, this
you ever seen that?
Another reason to hate horse culture. Okay?
Fuck you.
People like milking their male horses. I'm like, why?
Yo, I literally went to Medieval Times yesterday. Eric was there.
Yeah.
This guy.
Here, explain what Medieval Times is.
So Medieval Times is
it's
everywhere.
No, I just want to hear what you say.
Oh, Medieval Times is like you sit around a stadium.
It's an arena.
It's like an arena where you eat and you're supposed to eat with your hands like the olden times. And then they fucking peasants. And you're supposed to, they do like a show, they joust, whatever. So the fucking horses come out. This guy would have jerked off one of those horses. He was like, whoa! He 100% yelled, grab his dick and twist it!
That's so
he
funny.
He literally yelled.
I did yell that when the knights were fighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not when the horses.
It wasn't
came
when
out.
The horses came out.
No.
Okay. He came out when the horses.
Oh,
came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those horses are majestic as fuck.
With frogs, it's crazy.
Yeah,
with frogs is crazy. I knew they did that with rhinos, elephants, but like a frog.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And they showed it too.
Well,
they
if it's for the in service of conservation,
in the name of conservation, yes,
do what you got to do. Yeah. You ever hear about the Galapagos tortoise or like one of the subspecies?
I've heard of them before. Yeah.
No. All right, listen. One of the tortoise species from one of the islands, like being the last of his kind, and then him breeding like, I don't know, like 80 some odd females and like saving his species. Have you heard of that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's fire.
That's Lonesome George. Everybody knows
Lonesome George. Yeah.
I thought
they were inseminating, right?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't get to.
He fucked.
I don't know.
There is that one.
You're gonna look. What are you looking up?
This guy fucked.
What are you looking up right now?
Lonesome George fucking.
He didn't fuck with his own species, but he fucked with the similar ones to spread the bloodline.
Oh, I thought you were saying like
he was the last of his kind. But I think after he died, I think they found more.
Yeah,
or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Y'all lying like a motherfucker.
I'm not fucking lying, bro.
Lonesome George not fucking.
What was it, Florentina?
So tortoise George shared his corral with two first-generation Española tortoises, both produced in the Hispaniola breeding program, but Lonesome George produced no offspring.
Oh, damn.
Why are y'all lying to me,
dude,
bro?
It's another one.
Why are y'all lying to me?
You're telling me he died of virgin?
Why y'all lying to me?
There is 100% a Galapagos tortoise that was bred to like 80-some-odd tortoises and saved
I know
the species.
What you're talking.
That did happen. I don't know if it's Lonesome George.
Listen, Lonesome George was a fucking virgin, all right?
Damn, I'm sorry, George. I thought...
Sorry,
yeah,
George.
He's sorry.
Y'all talking all this shit, bro.
That's crazy. There is
y'all talking all this shit. At least he's in heaven. Y'all won't be there. The fuck? I knew that was bullshit.
Yeah. Listen, I want to get out of reptiles real quick.
What's up?
We have to talk about Eric.
Why?
What's up with Eric?
Eric just came back from Europe.
Eurovision?
Yeah, it's time for you to tell us some stories. He was nonstop talking yesterday about Europe, and he was telling me how he literally watched Korn with his mom.
Korn the band?
What?
You told me about this. Pull up the photos.
I did. I'm not pulling up the photo. You deleted the photo.
What do you mean I deleted the photo?
You did delete the photo.
No, not that one. Okay. So he's telling
Korn
me.
Korn the band.
Like,
you saw
okay.
Korn.
So something that I like to do with my friends is I like to send them inappropriate photos, right?
Uh-huh.
So he asked for a picture of a snake that he bought, the carpet python.
Okay.
I didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So what I did is I sent them a different kind of python, right?
Perfect.
So I sent them a photo of a nude man.
Yeah.
What I didn't know is as one does. And what I didn't know is that Eric was sitting in a table with a bunch of strangers having dinner.
I can tell my story.
Next to his mother.
Let me tell the story.
All right.
So I'm in Spain, of all places.
España.
And I'm watching a flamenco, like a fancy-ass dance. It's cool.
I like it.
Part
it's
of the culture.
Awesome.
It's cool. We're at a table because it's a tour group. And they sit us with randos. It's a big-ass round table. It's me and my mom, a bunch of random couples, like old people. Nobody knows each other. Everybody speaks Spanish. Can I speak Spanish? Yes. Do I feel comfortable doing it? No. So I'm staying silent. I try to have a conversation with my mom. So I'm like, hey, oh, I have the snake, the last snake I need to get for the breeding project. And like, oh, let me text Yoshi real quick so you can send me the picture. Remember, guys, I am in on a round table with a bunch of strangers.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Who all look at me, right? Because I'm some strange American because I was not dressed for the occasion. I was actually wearing the Reptiles With shirt.
No way!
I was American as fuck. In Spain.
We're famous.
Yes. I'm making sure to rep across the world.
We got those subscribers for sure.
So I open my phone. I get the notification. I'm like dying for this picture so I can talk to my mom. I open my phone and it's a naked man. The guy next to me, he sees it.
Yeah, of course.
He's not going to say shit. His European eyes have already seen that before.
Yeah,
it's still
he's
weird.
Like, all right, cool.
And my mom is talking to some other lady next to her. So I'm like, oh, dude, this guy already saw it. What am I going to do? So I decide to like laugh, right? It's like, oh, Yoshi.
Yeah.
Always sending me this shit. And then my mom looks over and she's like, what's that? I'm like, oh, dude, he just sent me a fucking dick.
No, mom, don't look.
And then to save my ass, I don't know what to fucking do.
So you killed her.
Yes, she saw it, bro. She saw it. She saw the whole thing. So
to make it better, you said
I fucking to save my ass. I was like, oh no, this is just something that we do from time to time, right? So that happened, right? And that
that's
set
amazing.
The tone for like the rest of like
the trip.
Not the whole trip, but
your
Spain.
Mom was like, yeah, you like Europe, don't you?
So every and then what ended up happening next to the every time we saw dicks, because dude, Europe has dicks everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Every gift shop has dicks. Pompeii is full of dicks too.
Yeah, he showed me a photo of a building that like you walk inside. It was like one of those like the orgy buildings, and it literally has a dick just right on top of the fucking door.
They used dicks to for directions.
Yeah. Oh my god. Tell them about the direction dicks.
That's so funny.
Direction dicks are crazy. Dicks.
On the roads in Pompeii, there's like little etchings of dicks. And it gets smaller and smaller.
No, these are 100% dicks, or are they like
no,
they look
dicks.
Like they're phallic?
They're
because what he's
dicks.
Saying
it's
is that dicks,
so
dicks is weird here, or
yeah.
Dicks aren't weird here.
No,
they're just like it's like oh
unacceptable.
Yeah, sex is taboo in the
over there
States.
In Europe. They got dicks everywhere.
Well, ancient Rome specifically, it was like a thing,
Mad
like
gay.
How people have like flags or like a little like
no, they had dicks.
Yeah,
a flower
they have
on
dick
their house.
Flags.
They had dicks.
Yeah,
like there was like statues of dicks on people's like doorways and shit. So I thought that was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I bought you a little bag of dicks.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
He's like, oh, I got you this from Europe. I opened this a bunch of bags of like
your mom's
of, like,
eyes are like,
no,
this
dude,
is making so much sense.
Every time she saw something like that, she would always tell me, oh, send it to Yoshi.
Send it to
Yoshi.
Yoshi. It's perfect.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, what did I do to myself? Yeah.
So any cool
no, that's
animal
great, dude.
Adventures in Europe?
Barely, dude.
Yeah.
It was a stressful trip.
There's literally no animals.
There's not
there.
A lot out there. In France, I saw a French bulldog. I named it Florian.
Nice.
He was my friend for 5 minutes.
Okay.
I saw a raven in Switzerland.
Oh, we have those here.
I saw
you saw
chickens.
Pigeons. You saw pigeons?
Chickens. I saw chickens everywhere.
Yeah.
Pigeons everywhere up the ass.
You know what's cool about pigeons?
No.
It's that they're supposed
no,
to
cool.
be there.
Pigeons are supposed to be there?
Yeah.
You told me they're invasive.
They are here. Yeah.
Oh.
They're invasive here.
Oh, sick.
They're supposed
well,
to be
certain species.
From yeah.
Cool.
But
cool.
like the New York pigeon, they're not supposed
Nobody
to be here.
Nobody fucking asked, you know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
You went to the zoo.
I went. Oh, no. I saw an Italian wall lizard in Italy.
Fire cool.
Next to a big ass Roman thing. It was cool.
It was
cool,
a dick.
I like
no,
it.
No, it wasn't a dick this time.
Lizard was on the dick.
Yeah.
I went to the zoo in Rome.
That's cool. That's not cool.
It was lame.
Oh, really?
It was an old zoo.
Okay.
It was very dated.
Was
like,
it big?
Kind of.
Okay.
It was like a medium-sized zoo. But it was like, it's like straight into the 1800s. Like
damn.
You have that, the cage and the corral for the lions. They had grevy zebras, which were really cool. If you guys don't know, it's the largest species of zebra. It looked like they were in someone's yard. It was like, the perimeter was probably 40 by 20 feet. It was small.
Damn.
The reptile area was interesting. It was
okay.
small.
What reptiles did they have?
Komodo. They had two Nile crocodiles. They had two dwarf crocodiles. And then inside of the
I have
actual
one of those.
Inside, it was kind of lame too because the Nile's exhibit was tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. And they were just like sitting there, and they had two little heat bulbs, very similar to the New York situation.
Damn.
But they look okay.
Okay.
They had Redfoots, which was fun. I was like, oh, I know them. And it was actually cool. It was a huge, it was a sphere, and you walk up the stairs, and it's like a humidity box. It's like a humid box. And then inside the reptile house, lizards, sail fins, a lot of sail fins. The coolest thing that I saw there, they were cohabbing Chinese water dragons with Asian box turtles and elongated tortoises all together, living happily ever after. And I'm like, I'm doing that the moment
it's funny
I get home.
Because
cohabbing, dude?
Almost yes, as long as I've known Eric, or at least since he got that Chinese water dragon, he's been like, I want to put turtles with them. And then at one point he did.
I did have turtles
with your
keep the turtles.
Water dragon. Yeah.
But I will have turtles back in his enclosure one day. I will make it happen. I will make it happen.
So funny.
They had a Kumin guy too.
Oh, cool.
Huge.
Oh, yeah. I saw the pictures. Yeah, cool.
Tiny exhibit though.
Yeah.
It looked like the Serpentarium.
Damn.
A little bit.
That's rough.
And they had a dwarf or caiman. I can't remember which kind it was. In the smallest, it was a huge dwarf. It was the biggest dwarf I've ever seen.
Dang.
Sorry, Yoshi.
It had to have been like 5 foot.
Okay.
6 foot almost.
That sounds tall. 5 foot is definitely tall.
I have the picture of it.
Unless it's a trig, I guess.
Maybe.
That's crazy, dude.
But I had a good time. I mean, it was, yeah. Listen, I went 2 weeks without animals. That was hard.
That
it was
is hard
for me. So it was a good way to end the trip. I got some little souvenirs. I spoke some Italian.
Cool.
Had a good time.
Cool, dude. Fuck yeah. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad too. I missed it.
Yeah.
I get really tired really quick of
things. They don't have this in Europe.
They don't. They have mountains.
Yeah.
So it's arguably could be cooler. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Hell yeah, dude. Did any of you guys, what's up with the Gopher Games? I saw they've been posting
a lot.
They're
premiering on YouTube April 10th for Gopher Tortoise Day.
That's a very special day, dude.
Yeah.
April 10th?
Yeah.
That's a Legends Day. That's when this, actually, that's when this comes out.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
Yep, your birthday. Which we all remembered.
Yeah?
Yeah. We have stuff for you.
Oh my God.
That was crazy, Tino.
We have stuff for you, dude. I swear.
Yeah.
I just left it at home. All right.
Well, he brought me a bag of dicks.
There you go. Right? Yes. I mean, I'm not topping that.
Yeah,
so
you can't top that.
I might as well not get you anything.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I think we're done. I'll just return it.
Okay.
What I got.
Okay.
Yo. Let's talk Gopher Games real quick.
Yeah.
You saw the pose they made?
Which one?
The one with the FWC guy?
No.
They're going direct, bro.
That's awesome, dude.
They're going direct.
Pull it up, pull it up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Here, so Gopher Games is
Ronnie Barreto.
Gopher Games is a documentary about Gopher Tortoises. Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Documentary about Gopher Tortoises and how the state of Florida and the agencies supposed to protect them are not doing that. We've already previewed it. It looks awesome. It's going to be fun to see.
Have I previewed
it? Yeah, I think you did.
You pre-gamed
it? How long ago
we were sent
did I preview this?
I had the link, bro.
I think we were sent
we
it in January.
Yeah. Okay. That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Damn, it's been that long.
It has been that long.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be great.
Yeah, we see that shit before anybody else. We got to go up there and do the pod, dude.
We do. Whenever.
Three weeks? Can we go in 3 weeks?
I'm down.
Yeah, yes. I'm down.
When Tino comes back?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Don't leave. Stay here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, but we definitely have to go. We have to make that a priority.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to rewatch it. Do you know if did they change anything from what they did, or they were just waiting?
They are supposed to change a few things.
Okay. How exciting! Well, after you listen to this podcast, it's coming out where?
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yep.
Okay, so go on YouTube and search Gopher Games. Do they have like a specific YouTube account? Does anybody know?
Gopher Games.
Gopher Games.
Yep.
And watch it there.
Yep. Follow them on Instagram.
Show me that Instagram thing again. So they posted, it's a photo of the FWC commissioner, Rodney Barreto. And
it's the CEO, bro.
So it says here, Chairman Barreto doesn't have any qualifications to run the FWC, but him and his friends have deep pockets leading to his reappointment several times. It's a photo of him, and it says appointed governor in 2019, president/CEO of a development company, and he has an AA and BA in professional studies.
That's kind of sus.
Yeah.
He is kind of sus.
He's part of the Sinister Six.
The Sinister Six. Damn, that's crazy.
How do we get him out, dude?
Well, they're not voted, so.
Damn.
Yeah, but if we hate him,
would you want to run an organization like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be insane, dude. That'd be awesome.
It would suck because you still, like, you can't make your own rules even though you run it.
Yeah. Whenever the hunters and fishers come in, I'm like, no.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
You want to kill the black bears? Leave.
Pass.
Yeah. Next.
You're complaining about deer again in your yard? Leave. Get out.
The guy starts singing the Rudolph thing. What was it that he sang the last
time? Oh, my God.
That was awful, dude.
That was insane.
So something that we have to do very soon is we have to get back on track with the Split Oak documentary thing.
Yes.
I did want to talk to you guys about something. I know that we had said that it'd go out on this channel, but how do you guys feel about starting a new channel? There's people over there. That's what that noise was. How do you guys feel about starting a new channel, specifically Keepers for Conservation, and it coming out on that?
I'm down, yeah.
Fine. Yeah, and then like we could just start doing some content for that, and we could start making that a thing, run on Instagram and stuff like that.
Or maybe release the documentary on the main channel first, and then advertise it for the new channel.
No? Just right on there?
No, yeah, right on there. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Maybe I know that, mind you, I know that we're all very busy and stuff like that. We all have other things to do, but I think that we should do that definitely. If it works, if we like the product, then maybe we should just make that a thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Anything anybody has coming out that's cool? Nothing?
Nope, we're boring. Just
all right.
Doing shit.
Yeah? Are we fucking done here? All right, listen. Yeah. We've been doing lives after recording this every Sunday around... Uh-oh. There's a fucking hawk fighting somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's two things flying around.
Yeah, yeah. There's a hawk probably protecting its nest, and then it's probably a crow that's trying to fuck with it. But anywho, yeah, get on the Reptiles with Squad Facebook, get on our Instagram, stuff like that. We've been posting that. We're doing lives on the YouTube channel after we record the podcast. We're answering some questions and stuff like that. But for now, support us by going on modernreptileshop.com, buying some coffee, buying some merch. Go outside. This was the Reptiles with Podcast. Happy birthday to me. Fuck you guys.